Welcome to Reality Check, the podcast series from SearchUnifiedCommunications.com. This is Elaine Hom, Associate Editor. Every month, we meet with an expert to get a reality check on anything unified communications. This month, we're being joined by Alex Howard, Associate Editor of SearchCompliance.com, and also a frequent user of Twitter and other social software platforms, where you may know him as @Digifile. You can follow his work account at @ITCompliance. Alex is here to discuss the top five tools to help you use Twitter more efficiently. Thanks for joining us, Alex.
Oh, thanks for inviting me here, Elaine.
So, Alex, in your opinion, what are the five best tools to help you use Twitter?
Well, I think you have to really start yourself out at a fundamental level before you even get to the tools. And that means you do important things like registering with Twitter and choosing a name carefully, adding an avatar, adding a hyperlink to your from your profile, going to your blog or to Facebook or to LinkedIn, someplace that identifies to people who you are off of Twitter and why they should follow you. And then adding a good biography that tells people a bit more and changing the default background. So, the first tool, if you want to even put it like that, is simply using the fields the service itself provides to tell everyone else why you're there, what you do, what they can expect you to be doing or talking about on there. That'd be the first thing. When you get to actual specific tools, well, then it gets a bit more interesting from the respect of how individual users interact with the service. Twitter is this very difficult to explain thing for people who aren't on it. They don't see the value right away because it's distributed, it's mobile, it's made up of very short bursts, and people access it from all kinds of different places. And in fact, if you look at usage patterns, about 3/4 of people access Twitter from other clients, right? They're from desktop applications or from their phones. There are definitely some diehards who go on to the web and just use the web version, but most serious Twitterers will go ahead and get a client. So that's, if you're going to talk tools, you talk about clients. The first and kind of most useful one that a lot of people picked up on was something called Twirl. And Twirl is a great app. It runs on Adobe Air, which is a runtime environment you install on your desktop. And it allowed for very lightweight updates with little tabs at the bottom to go through the different categories on Twitter. And Twirl's still a great app. It integrates with other social platforms. And it is really useful for maintaining multiple accounts if that's something you have to do. But shortly after that, I think it was 3 or 4 months, a new application came on the scene called TweetDeck. And TweetDeck, I think, is got to be at or near the top of applications to check out if you're going to be tweeting. It makes it a lot easier. It makes it understandable. It essentially creates a dashboard for the account. You can have essentially a columnar view of Twitter. So you get to see a publicly updated timeline on the left, friends' replies, direct messages, and then you can create searches within it or even groups, which helps to arrange the different people you might be following into subsets. So if you're trying to track specific conversations, it really improves things. And you can also create persistent searches. So if you know you want to come back to a specific topic, it's very easy to do that. Within the past year, Seismic Desktop was introduced, which introduces a lot of the same offerings that that Twirl does and with respect to multiple account support and that TweetDeck did in terms of a columnar view. And a lot of people are finding that to be pretty attractive. They've worked some bugs out now. It's going through the normal alpha beta testing as users stress it out. That's the desktop side. The second one would be a mobile client. You can just post to Twitter using SMS. It's one of the cool things about it. So even if you have a normal cell phone, nothing smart about it, if you use short message sending, if you use text messaging, you can simply text 404-404 once you set up your phone. It'll automatically post to Twitter. It's pretty cool. Makes it very lightweight. But you can't really interact with it as a web service or see the conversation as easily using that venue. So one of the things that's helped Twitter take off has been the introduction of smartphones with applications on them. And the ones that most people will use on either BlackBerry or on the iPhone are really quite powerful. They are, in fact, rival the web applications that you would be running on your desktop for how robust they are and the different functions that they allow you to carry out as they call to Twitter's API. So you know, relevant recommendations on the iPhone, our Twitter phone, that's a Twitter F-O-N for an open source free client. And then if you're willing to pony up a couple more bucks, Tweety is excellent. It's lightweight. And then Twittolator Pro is the kind of the big guy in the block. That's the one that's got the most functionality. It allows you to tweet links from Safari. You can cut and paste within the application. You can do all sorts of other really powerful things to interact with other people while you're mobile. And on the BlackBerry, there's Twitterberry, and there's actually a Twitter client for Android as well if you're one of those Android users. So that would be your desktop client, your mobile client. And after that, you're looking at other ways to make Twitter more negotiable, make it more understandable, filter out the noise, follow specific people, monitor a specific brand or product or idea even. And there are a number of ways to do that. The first one is the one I just mentioned called persistent search. I think the third tool you probably want to be using after you deal with your clients and have set up your profile is the search function itself. One of the values that's emerged now for Twitter that Google has seen, Microsoft has seen, Amazon has seen, maybe even Apple has seen, is this real-time search functionality. It's the best out there right now, perhaps. You know, that's debatable, but it's certainly one of the best for figuring out what the world is talking about at a given time. And you get to that just by typing in search.twitter.com or using a persistent search on Tweety or on your desktop client. And you can actually subscribe to those searches using RSS. Alternately, you can use a service called TweetBeep. And TweetBeep is essentially a Google alert for Twitter. It'll tell you whenever a specific keyword has been used. So for instance, I used to work at whatis.com, so I entered in whatis.com, and I still get that. And so whenever someone mentions our site, in it comes. Whenever someone mentions TechTarget, in it comes. Whenever someone mentions compliance, I hear about that too. And what that means is that I don't have to sit there all day long monitoring that search. And for some areas, that's really important because you really want to connect with the people who are talking about the given area. But unless you have an awful lot of time on your hands, you just can't sit around and listen to Twitter all day. Let's go for number four. I'll go back to the whole web tool thing. There's a plugin on Firefox, and everyone's using Firefox, right? This is all the good right. Ecosystem called Power Twitter. And it's a plugin, you install it, restart your browser, you get it. And it actually includes more functions within the browser as a result. It makes it much more like a desktop client. And it includes the ability to post pictures using TwitPic and automatically shorten URLs. And if we're going to talk about a really important tool for Twitter, I think you probably need to say URL shorteners are in that top range. And there's a lot of them out there. There are integrated ones in the various clients. There are separate services. The oldest one that people always think about is TinyURL. But if you're doing it for work or if you're just a numbers-minded person, you want to probably find out how many people are clicking on your content, who is forwarding it on, to track the links you put in there. And the service that does that better than most is Bitly. That's http://bit.ly. And it's actually the URL shortener by default now in Twitter. They've switched from TinyURL to Bitly. And it includes a lot of integrated data analytics, so you can easily see who clicked, when they forwarded it on, and understand more about how you're interacting with your audience. As an editor, that's incredibly useful. After that, you end up with some considerable choices because there's lots of other options out there. There are literally hundreds, if not thousands, of web applications and clients that do things because Twitter has this open API and there are so many ways that you can interact with it. I think that if I had to choose between them, one of the areas that folks use Twitter a lot for is monitoring events. I might say check out TweetGrid. And TweetGrid is this great web app that actually allows you to look at multiple hashtags at once. And if people aren't familiar with hashtags, that's the pound sign. It's kind of a user-defined taxonomy for organizing conversations around events, ideas, products, etc. And in this case, TweetChat allows you to put a grid up that then scrolls in real time all the different keywords you put into it. TweetChat will automatically refresh and do the same thing, but only works for one hashtag. TweetWorks, which is a local New England company, has a similar function and actually organizes Twitter into rooms, which you can use in a fairly similar way that are, you know, organized around a specific thing. Now, I should say that I was trying to distill this down to top five because there are dozens of services which are worth mentioning to make your life a lot easier. But I think if you make sure you go through the registration steps, if you set up a TweetBeat for things you care about, if you use searches, if you find a good desktop client and a good mobile client, I think you got the basics. There's cool stuff out there. There's more innovative stuff out there. There's a lot of really unusual innovation around the search functionalities. But those are the things that you need to do if you're getting started and really wanting to get a grounding in what the heck is going on and to find and follow interesting people.
All right. And that's about all we have time for today. Thanks for joining us, Alex.
Thank you, Elaine.
Check out Alex's Twitter feed at @ITCompliance, and you can follow our feed at @SearchUC. For more information on Unified Communications, check out searchunifiedcommunications.com. This has been Elaine Hom, and thanks for tuning in.